jump right into tonight's episode. You know, I put on there as far as like the title of the episode, you know, how are you doing? I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now. A lot of things that, you know, are stressful. It's been a stressful year. It's been a challenging year for a lot of people, coming off of 2020. And so far, 2021 has been just as challenging for a lot of different reasons. Some reasons you wouldn't even really think about, honestly, like when you talk to different people and that type of thing. So I just want to take a little minute. We just want to, you know, have a little brief conversation and about some stuff and you know, a couple different things and topics and things that are upcoming, and then let you get back to your night. But again, you know, as always, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, really appreciate the support, the people that take time to write the reviews and you know, on the and recommendations on the Facebook page, and like and share the different stuff on the Facebook page, comment on the Facebook and Instagram page that we have. It definitely helps with the algorithm, helps us get us out there. And you guys sharing us, obviously, you know, puts the podcast and puts House Call and the other things that we do, puts them in front of more people, obviously. And so the growth that we've had over the course of the last year and a half at the podcast and for House Call and building this media hub that we are in the process of building and looking at different apps and streaming platforms and other opportunities that we can use to grow has really been a result of all the love and the support that you guys have been showing us, you know. And so, you know, from the bottom of my heart, sincerely, definitely appreciate it. You know, it's something that means a lot to me. And again, you know, very, very thankful for what it is that you guys are doing to help us out. So with that being said, we are going to jump into tonight's episode. You know, as always, mirrors have three purposes, right? We use them to show us who we were, show us who we are, and help us become who it is that we want to become. So we're going to take a minute tonight. We're going to go ahead and look at the reflection, face the man in the mirror, and see if we can't become better than what we started the day as. Now, you know, I started by saying, you know, the 2020 was a difficult year for a lot of people, and we've talked about it a lot. this year has been very challenging and trying for a lot of people as well. And, you know, unfortunately, this last week, there was a flight attendant with American Airlines that committed suicide, took her life. You know, our thoughts and prayers definitely go out with her family. They suspect that it was had something to do with postpartum depression. You know, and there's not just that instance, but there's been a lot of instances, a lot of people, you know, starting to come back into the workforce, specifically like the airline industry, right? And you hear the horror stories of these individuals coming back into work and the passengers acting the way they are and being unruly, being violent, being belligerent. You know, a handful of occasions have attempted to even open the doors while the plane's 35,000 feet up in the air, you know. And so these are things that, you know, we're asking individuals to come back to work under these circumstances, right? Not just that, but you even have, I know here locally it's been brought up a couple times, you know, restaurants being short-staffed and, you know, people not being able to get the service as quickly as they would like to get it, you know, these types of things, right? And we can respond a lot of different ways. And I mean, I understand you're a patron, right? You're paying for goods and services. You expect things to be a certain way. But at the same time, these individuals coming back into the workforce, right? They're under a lot of stress themselves, right? They may be working in an environment where they're short-staffed, where they're working long hours, where they feel unappreciated. And, you know, they're getting treated and talked to every which way. You know, like I said, we've got the airline industry, the medical profession, right? Nurses, doctors, hospital support staff, they've been through this, going through this month over month, day after day, you know, since this pandemic began. But you have people coming back into the workforce And, you know, they're dealing with a lot of added pressure, more so than normal. You know, like I said, being short staffed, those long hours, belligerent customers, you know, just situations that they normally wouldn't have to deal with. Plus, on the flip side, you know, they're still worried about the circumstances and situations surrounding COVID and the new Delta variant and, you know, these different types of things. And, you know, you can minimize, you can laugh, you can joke, you can kind of pretend like COVID's not a thing because you want to throw a temper tantrum and not wear a mask and, you know, all these other things. But the families that have had to bury relatives or had to watch relatives suffer, or individuals themselves have gone through it. And some people were very lucky and very blessed and had minimal symptoms or minimum struggles when they dealt with COVID. But then you have other people that, you know, got to the point where they were hospitalized and they struggled, and it was, you know, not a pretty sight at all. And we have hospitals starting to fill up again, and you know, you have all these people that are back in this workforce because the capitalist society that we live in, at the end of the day, what drives our society, unfortunately, is the almighty dollar bill. Like that's how these corporations function. Corporations, they don't seem to care about the well-being of their employees. You know, at the end of the day, you're just a number. You're just somebody to you know, sit in a seat. You know, I just came from one of those companies that you know, I chose to leave not too long ago. And you know, when you're treated that way, when you treat your employees that way, and they're already under the amount of stress that they're under, you know, it's just a bad mix, right? It doesn't help anybody. And, you know, so I wanted to take a minute tonight with all that going on. Maybe you're one of these individuals that has to be back out into the workforce. Maybe you're in one of these communities where the numbers are starting to spike again in reference to COVID. Maybe you're just under financial burden and stress. You're trying to play catch up last year, you know, or now it's, you know, it's almost taboo. It's like, you know, you got to pretend that you don't have the symptoms if, you know, because you're not getting the support that you think, or, you know, because you're not taking one of these part-time jobs that offer absolutely no benefits, you're treated like you're worthless because, oh, you're not getting a job, you're not working, when people don't know the whole story. You know, honestly, if you don't know the whole story, you probably shouldn't tell any part of it. You know, but so I wanted to take a minute with all that being said and just ask, how you doing? How are you doing? Do you take a minute for you? Do you take a minute to ask yourself, man, how am I doing? How am I processing everything that's going on? You know, we've got the financial and economic aspects. We've got the pressures and stress coming back into the workforce and dealing with customers and clients, et cetera, you know, all that type of thing. Dealing with families and you know, yeah, we're in the summer, but what do we do? Where can we go? What are the best places to go and be at? You know, these types of things. And, you know, on top of all of that, you know, even more so, you know, with that, is that we have a circumstance, we have a situation where people are reaching out for something, reaching out for something different than what it is that they have. But are you okay? Are you doing all right? Are you taking some time for you? Right, because your mental health has got to be paramount. Whether it's just you or you got a family you're taking care of, if you don't take care of you first, then you're not going to be able to take care of those around you. You can only pour from a cup so much before that cup's empty. At some point, the cup has got to get refilled. Right, you have to fill the cup again at some point. And you know, so my suggestion, honestly, is to find a hobby, find somebody to talk to, right? Whatever it is, you know, whatever it may be. A lot of people, over the course of the last year, I was at a, you know, a common council meeting, and you know, common council president says, well, I don't know why people got all kinds of, you know, all of a sudden got pets over the last year. Well, because it was a way to cope for a lot of people. And some people did it responsibly, some people have done it irresponsibly, but unfortunately that's just what has happened. It was a way to cope, people trying to figure out how to have those outlets. Individuals that aren't accustomed to being isolated have now, have to learn how to and adjust to being isolated and being, feeling like they're separated from people and these types of things. And so, things are finally starting to happen, but then as things are finally starting to happen and people are starting to be outside and do more things and go to more events, people are also becoming very lax in their mindset, as far as how they feel about COVID, whether or not they feel it's real, whether or not they feel it's serious, whether or not they, take a minute to really think about what could and could not happen, and, whatever the case may be. And so there's a lot of things that people are concerned about, worried about, stressed about. And I think that, it's important that we take a minute and that we ask ourselves, hey, am I okay? Am I doing all right? Am I good? Do I need to decompress? Do I need to take some time for myself? Do I need to, maybe reach out to a friend? Do I need to, just take a day and relax and rest? And, that's okay. Like we talked about it a lot on Reflections over the course of the last year and a half. I know over the course of the last year, we brought it up several times on House Call, but your mental health is paramount. Your mental health, your ability to care for yourself, that self-care, it's an absolute necessity. It shouldn't be taboo. It shouldn't be a hesitation. Like if you're struggling, reach out to somebody. If you're feeling alone, reach out to somebody. If you're feeling isolated, reach out to somebody. Well, Dr. Harvey, that's, if it was so easy, I would. I know. Trust me. I know. I get it. It's not always easy to reach out. Myself personally, when I go through different things, there's very few people that I tell every detail of that circumstance or that situation to, whether it's, personal, financial, whether it has to do with my professional career, whether it has to do with ministry, whether it has to do with my health, what are these different things? Like, it's not easy to be that vulnerable with people. If somebody is already feeling isolated and they're already feeling like they're pushed to the side, so to speak, or that they can't make a connection with somebody, it's not easy for them to just reach out to somebody, because if it was that easy, they'd do it. I get it. Trust me, I do. But at the same time, nobody can help you if you don't let them know that you need help. Now, I appreciate the people in my life that have heard me when I don't say anything. I'm going to say that again. I appreciate the people that I have in my life that have heard me when I don't say anything. And we all need people like that in our lives that hear what we're saying even when we're not saying it. Whether we're silent or whether we're giving a facade. Like oftentimes when somebody says, "Oh yeah, I'm fine, I'm good." A lot of times that's just, it's because they don't want to address the issue. They don't want to burden you with the issue. They don't want to have to keep struggling. They don't want to feel like they're a downer. They don't want to have to feel like they're, negative. Oh, negative vibes and all this other kind of stuff. Like, listen, you have to know and care about your people enough to be able to see through that. Because we all have times and moments where we're hesitant to share. We're hesitant to let people know what's going on. And so we have to take a minute and we have to be able to kind of be there for people, right? Sometimes that's just a text. It's a phone call. It's different for each person. Like there's no cookie cutter way to do it. I apologize that I can't give you some cookie cutter process to take and to approach, but we all have to figure out what that outlet for us is going to be, right? How are we going to reach out? How are we going to talk to people? How are we going to check on our friends? Like, we really do. You got to check on your strong friends, man, for real. Because the people that look, that look like they have it all together all the time, the people that look like they, everything, they got everything together, everything's going well, they can deal with all their issues and there's no problems, or if there are problems, they're minor and they got them together, they don't stress nothing. A lot of times, those are the same people that are really struggling. A lot of times those are the same people that really, they don't want to get out of bed, right? Depression can look like a lot of different things. Depression can be, not wanting to pick up the phone and talk to anybody. Depression can be laying in bed and sleeping the day away. Depression can be isolating yourself. Depression can be, just being negative all the time. Like, there's a lot of ways that it can manifest itself, but it can also manifest itself in a facade. It can always also manifest itself in such a way that people pretend, right, that everything's okay, that everyone's good, that they go out of their way for everybody else. But is anybody going out of their way for them, right? Like, they'll cross oceans for people, but does anybody even cross a puddle for them? So those are things that you have to take a look at. We have to normalize being honest with ourselves and with our friends. And we say it jokingly. I saw somebody posting on Facebook, last couple of days, like, yeah, can we normalize telling people the truth that, like, when they can't sing, they can't sing? And I think it's funny because I know several people that, swear that, they've got this magical voice and gonna be this, amazing musician and albums and this, that, and the other. And it's like, nah, no, sorry. Like, you get the love and the support from your people, that's cool. And there's other people, you have your fans. Yeah, definitely. Like, the same thing, like, with preachers, right? Not everybody likes the way we preach. Not everybody, no matter how good I think I might preach, man, there's plenty of people that think I preach like trash. It just, it is. And I use that as a comical example, right? The singing, the preaching, the, dancing, whatever. I use it as a comical example, but we need people in our lives that are going to be very honest with us and very truthful with us. But that doesn't mean that they're malicious about it. That doesn't mean that they hurt us. Like, okay, yeah, nah, you can't really sing, but that doesn't mean that you can't pursue your dream. If that's your dream, pursue it. Get better. Take lessons. Do this, do that, whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways to pursue the things that you like. And that's why when I started, I talked about, hey, do you have a hobby, right? How are you doing? Are you good? Do you have a hobby? Do you have a dream? Do you have something you're trying to pursue? Well, doc, I just get frustrated. I just, nothing seems to be working. I've been doing it for years. It ain't taking off. There's somebody I know that, years ago he started working on an album, and it just, every time it started picking up some steam, it kind of fizzled out. And then he would pick it up and fizzle out and pick it up and fizzle out for whatever reason. Life came along and it just wasn't happening the way and in the time that he wanted it to happen or expected to happen. But now it looks like it's on track, and it looks like that album's going to be on track to hit and drop, and he's going to be able to put it together, and that's exciting, right? It's exciting for him because that's part of his dream. It does get difficult when the people that you think are in your corner aren't really in your corner. That can be very frustrating. That can be very daunting sometimes, right? That can be upsetting. That can be discouraging. That can be hurtful even. But don't even worry about that. Don't focus on that. Oh, but they support everybody else. They promote everybody else. They push everybody else's business. They congratulate everybody else. They don't say anything to me, and I'm always X, Y, Z. And oh, okay, well, that's cool. But what about the people that are always promoting you? What about the people that are always supporting you? What about the people that are always encouraging you? You know what? And at the end of the day, you can't rely on everyone else to encourage you. You do have to be able to encourage yourself, right? The Bible says, it talks about how David encouraged himself in the Lord. There's a point where we have to do that on our own. But at the same time, too, sometimes we need our arms held up just like Moses did, right? We need that support structure. So there's got to be a balance. You can't be, so self-reliant that you're isolating yourself from everyone else, because there's going to become a time when you need those other people around you. But then at the same time, you can't become so reliant on those around you, because there is going to be a time where you're going to be isolated. And how are you going to respond? So again, we have to ask ourselves, hey, am I good? Am I doing all right? Do I need to take some moment? Maybe I need to rearrange my schedule and I got to do a better time management. Maybe I'm not being productive enough. Maybe I'm being too productive. There is such a thing of being too active, too productive. And so I just wanted to take a minute tonight, and I wanted to ask, how are you doing? Be honest with yourself. Seriously, ask yourself that question. How are you doing? And, you know, let us know. Drop something in the comments. Send us an email. Send us a message. Hey, I'm good, Doc. No, Doc, I'm struggling with XYZ. Pray for me. What, you know, got any advice? Whatever, you know. We're definitely here for you. We appreciate it. You know, but ask yourself, how are you doing? How is everything? Are you okay? Is everything good? Are you not productive enough? Are you too productive? Are you, you know, slipping? Do you need some help? You need to talk to somebody? Maybe you do need to isolate. Maybe it's time for some alone time. However it is, do you need to unplug? Do you need to plug in? Do you need to recharge? Do you need to decompress? What is it that you need to do? Right, so I want you to take a minute. I want you to ask yourself that, because all the stuff that's going on, right? You know, and on top of all the other stuff with COVID and the economy and getting back to work and dealing with the customers, then we have stuff happening like we do in Texas and that foolishness right now down there in Texas, and it just blows my mind that's even a thing. But then we have, you know, places like Buffalo, New York, that are taking a positive step into more accountability and transparency and trying to make things better for the city. So I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, good and bad, and just can be overwhelming. So don't hesitate to take a minute and ask yourself, hey man, am I good? How am I doing all right? Do a self-check, a self-evaluation, and take the time that you need. And remember, you don't ever have to do it by yourself. You know, shoot an email, be anonymous if you want to be anonymous, send us a message, drop something in the comment, reach out, you know, whatever. I mean, if nobody else will be there, I'll be there. I'll figure out how to be there. I'll have a conversation with you somehow. You know, I definitely willing to do that. But I want to encourage you tonight, just take a minute, take a breath with everything that's going on, and just periodically do that self-check, right? You know, am I good? How am I? Am I really good? Be honest with yourself, man. Am I really okay? And truly ask yourself. Now, some things that are upcoming that I would like to do. I would like to kind of do like a relationship series on the podcast, but I'm going to need some of your guys' help out there in, you know, the audience land and you know, the support structure. If you know people, if you want to get involved, I kind of want to take a couple different approaches, right? Kind of want to do like a panel discussion, but from like a singles perspective. Then I want to take also do something from, you know, individuals that have been in some long-term relationships and marriage. And, you know, then after that, maybe blend the two, a Q&A type of thing, those types of things. So that's definitely something that's out there and on the table. So if you want to get involved in that or have any ideas, any questions specifically, send them in to us so we can start compiling those. The other thing that, I'd like to do is we'd like to do, you know, a couple different, have some subject matter experts or have some discussion around some financial literacy and some other opportunities there as well. So a few different things that we want to start incorporating with the podcast. Maybe have, you know, a representative from Normal come back and talk some more about the legalization of marijuana and, you know, those processes, and maybe do more of a Q&A than the interview that we had. So these are some things that we have in the mix and that are coming down the pike. So definitely want to encourage you to continue to stay active and stay involved. If you're not already following us on Facebook and Instagram, please do, and our YouTube page as well. And then reach out to us. If you have any questions or topics that you want to discuss, or you'd like to see discussed, or people that you want, you think might be a good guest on the podcast. One thing that I'm not is afraid to, you know, expand. Definitely want to put the spotlight on people that deserve it, most definitely. So want to encourage you to do that as well. Big shout out to Queen BZ Cosmetics. They're doing a huge giveaway. Don't think they've actually done the giveaway yet. I could be wrong, but check them out on their Instagram page. All the rules and the contest, we shared it on our Facebook page as well. But big giveaway there, so definitely want to show some support, and a big shout out there as well. Again, as always, big shout out to Vibe. Vibe716.org. If you want to get involved with them, show them some support here in the community as well. But really appreciate you guys, appreciate your time, And as always, that support and that love. Tomorrow night at 7:30, we'll have house call, so you can join us then as well. But other than that, you guys, I told you it was going to be a quick night. But before the end of the day, at some point, after you watch this, I want you to ask yourself, how am I doing? How am I doing? Am I good? Am I okay? Do that self-check. And if anything feels a little off and you need to, reach out. Don't hesitate. Reach out to someone you trust and someone you know will be there for you. Again, you guys, we appreciate all the love, all the support. We'll catch you next week on Reflections with Dr. Gary Harvey. Until then, y'all pray for me. I'll pray for you. And we'll catch you next week. Be blessed.